Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, this is Breakfast Business. Oh, you're very welcome along. My name is Emmett Oliver. It's great to have you. Now, as you know, overnight, or you may not know because you're probably just waking up eating your cornflakes, but Donald Trump has been at it again. Tariff man, as they describe him in this morning's Financial Times. We have new tariffs on Canada. We have those ones on copper sinking in over the last 24 hours. And a letter of some description is going to the European Union later this afternoon, which will contain what's going to happen with that particular trading bloc. So there's a lot to digest and tease out. So I'm now joined by John O'Loughlin, who is the leader of global trade and customs partner at PwC Ireland. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Emmett. How are you doing?
Doing very well. So as I said there in the intro, it's been a lot happening, a real kind of step up in pace. The Financial Times calling Donald Trump tariff man, saying he's upping hit the ante on a number of countries. So what do you make of what's happened with Canada and these talks that the baseline tariff, the 10% we all had sort of penciled in, could actually end up being even higher?
Yeah, like it's been a busy week. It's been a week that we probably anticipated for some time. The extension of the 90 days is always due to end on Wednesday the 9th. It got extended further out to the 1st of August, with kind of a new normal kind of being introduced the early part of the week, with these so-called letters starting to be introduced to a number of different countries. So we continue to hear the baseline of 10%. We'll come to that in a moment. We've seen the threats to over 30 countries through these letters of various different rates, ranging from, you know, 30% in Algeria, 50% Brazil, you know, go down to Thailand, 36%. But interestingly, in those letters, Emmett, is a threat from President Trump that if for any reason you decide to raise your tariffs or retaliate, then we'll further retaliate against you. So the U.S. administration are laying down this marker to say, we're kind of in control here. We're going to dictate the policy around tariffs. We're going to set the baseline by which you will negotiate. And if you retaliate, we're going to retaliate even further. So it's created this environment now where the U.S. are somewhat in control. They're setting the mandate. They're setting the negotiating position. And it's not just the European Union, but other countries around the world now having to really enter into that negotiation phase with the U.S. administration.
Yeah, I suppose that there's two contrary negotiating approaches. The UK took the early deal and they sucked up the 10% and they said, look, it's not ideal, but if we get to keep control of other factors, it's worth doing in the round. The EU seem to have adopted a broadly similar approach, but if they're going to be hit with more than 10%, you know, at some point do people not say, well, you know, is this tactic actually working? You seem to be losing ground rather than gaining ground in these negotiations.
Exactly. And the 10%, let's be clear, is not good news. You know, we've nearly settled on this baseline 10% as accepting it. But for most Irish companies, 10% is going to be really, really challenging. And we talk about the 10% as a baseline. But also outside of that 10%, we hear about this term of a carve-out for certain sectors. Now, everybody assumes that that carve-out will go to zero. It will, I think, for some sectors. But that carve-out could actually be greater than 10% for other sectors. So 10% sitting in the middle is not good. Obviously, a carve-out to zero would be very positive because it kind of goes back to the old normal. But we're kind of watched with some interest to see the carve-outs that potentially might be greater than 10%. Now, it's also interesting, Emmett, that we look at this very much in an isolated EU-US lens. But if you look at many companies trading out of Ireland, they're managing global supply chains, whether they're an Irish PLC, an Irish pharmaceutical company, or even an Irish private company. They're managing global supply chains, products going directly from the Far East into the US, potentially from South America or even North America into the US. So we've Irish companies looking very closely at this, not just to the EU negotiations, but actually the global negotiations.
Sure.
Because you'll have a lot of companies affected by tariffs, none of which will have to do with to Europe, because their products are going directly from other third countries into the US. So the global supply chain community in Ireland needs to look at this in a broader context rather than just through an EU-US
sure.
lens.
Almost to kind of address that is the sense that we are a bit parochial here. But the pharma companies that are located here, not always, but mainly US-owned, but there are obviously some European ones too. What are they saying, do you think, at this point? They're saying, Trump saying, you know, it could go up to 200%. We definitely want to bring production back to the US. We want to see that certainly the manufacturing piece brought back and onshore to the US. So what are they saying at this point? Are they saying we don't buy it? Are they saying we don't believe it's going to settle down as bad as this? Are they saying we've got a midterm election next November? Let's just hang on till then. What are they saying to you when you talk to them?
Yeah, look, the 200% is slightly sensationalist, you know, and it's very much headline grabbing. I don't think anybody believes a rate of 200 going from zero, and which it is, and we have to remind ourselves where we are today, zero to 200% is really not something that's realistic for EU to US trade. It's interesting, I look at their various different sectors that I work closely with. Irish PLCs have continued to work very closely on this. Irish private, I'd say, have probably taken the foot off the gas a little bit in terms of working closely to mitigate. And the last sector, being pharma, very much have continued from day one to be very active. And they're really planning for the introduction of tariffs. And what we've talked about, Emmett, over the last few minutes has been the Liberation Day tariffs, if you want to use that term. But separate to the Liberation Day tariffs, we have two investigations that are very much focused, are okay, very much impactful on Ireland. The Section 232 on pharma and the Section 232 on aircraft. And pharma.
Listen, John,
potentially.
Yeah, I'm going to have to call a halt to your flow because we are out of time, but we'll see what the later day developments are with the EU getting that letter. They're not going to be too excited about receiving it. But
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.